Braden Meester eligible as a receiver, and he makes a catch in the red zone. He sets up the first Jaguar score of the game. The Jags led 16-6 midway through the third quarter. The Titans rallied with a couple of late touchdowns, a 20-16 Titans win on Sunday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by a Tom Bush Volkswagen, J.P. Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman. Yes, the final score is there, but I think a lot of what we'll remember about this game involves number 63.
Because is anybody going to remember that moment, whether it was a win or a loss? I don't think so. I think people are going to remember that this was a day about Brad Meester and celebrating Brad Meester. And John Osher got it right. He wrote a great article last night on Jaguars.com, and I think he was spot on. Because that moment when Brad came out of the tunnel, announced by himself, I mean, literally, I started to tear up because I thought it was pretty special, because a lot of people don't appreciate what longevity in the National Football League means, and I certainly do.
Let's get to the play, of course. The Jaguars are in the red zone. Big situation for this team, too. They bring in the heavy package, he called it. Mm-hmm. They move Meester out to tight end, throw a screen pass. He might have broken it for a touchdown, but at least he got a first down. What a play call. That doesn't happen a lot of places.
No, and how many coaches would do that for a guy that's getting ready to retire, completing his 14th season? There's not a lot of coaches that would do that, JP. So I give Gus Bradley a lot of credit. He showed a lot of class to me all week, because leading up to that game, they did almost like an honorary thing with Brad Meester every day in the team meeting. It makes me smile. It makes me feel good that Gus Bradley's that way, you know. And I think Jaguar fans should be proud, and I think the Jaguar fans should be excited about the future with Gus Bradley.
Speaking of the play call, the media asked Jed Fish on Wednesday if they had a way to get Meester a touchdown. He said, "That's hard. That's a real hard one." Well, he bluffed us all.
He almost got it.
That's right.
He almost got it. If he got a couple blocks, and I give Brad credit, he actually had a nice little move. He ran into the back of Uche Nwaneri, but he ended up finding an open seam. And so congratulations to Brad, and he's got one more to go. And I know this is going to be special in Indianapolis, and he's going to have over 40 members of family and a lot of people coming up from Jacksonville.
It's week 17 now in the National Football League. That means the busiest man in this building is Mike Ryan, the head athletic trainer. Mm-hmm. Injuries pile up this time of year. This team was banged up going into the game yesterday. They came out even more injured, didn't they?
Well, the two guys that are going to be a concern this week, Brandon Dedrick, dislocated elbow, and also Dwayne Grotz with his ankle, and I think it's the same ankle that he hurt earlier in the year. But, you know, I brought my flip card along because, you know, each week we prepare something like this to keep track of the names, and but mostly you got the names down. Mm-hmm. But this past week, this was the first time all season long that I had to have this in front of me because I didn't know all the names. Offensive lineman Patrick Lewis, brought up from the practice squad. Jordan Miller, a defensive tackle, elevated from the practice squad. I didn't know who these guys were. I had to have this in front of me during that game.
Lamar Thomas, too, wide receiver, had a catch. Right? Yeah, he's on there somewhere.
There he is.
He's deep down.
Lamar Thomas.
I see him.
Handwritten in. The handwritten in guys are all new.
But it's week 17
that
now,
is.
And that's just the way this is going to be. Hey, let's hear from Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher. He said yesterday's send-off for Brad Meester was a perfect ending.
I'm John Osher with a view from the Ozone. And the Jaguars lost Sunday, but what struck you was how quickly it didn't feel like a loss. Partly because with so many injuries on defense, it was hard to know just what to make of that performance. But mostly Brad Meester. This was his day, his last home game with the Jaguars. And it says something about the 14-year vet, that his day could make everything else feel okay. The best play of the game, a screen to Meester in the first quarter. The old vet gained 9 yards, the 9 funnest, coolest yards of the season. Even in a losing locker room, players couldn't stop talking about it. Maurice Jones-Drew said it maybe was a good thing the play hadn't gone for a touchdown. If it had, the players would gladly have taken the 15-yard penalty that goes with storming the field. That would have been neat to see, but not as neat as seeing Meester afterward. He's not given to a lot of ceremony and adulation, but it was clear what Sunday had meant to him. The pregame cheers, the postgame ceremony, having 6 daughters there to see it all. All of that mattered, but the thing he kept talking about and smiling about was catching that first NFL pass. You could tell that this grizzled, unemotional guy thought it was just really, really cool. And there was a reason for that. It really, really was cool. And as a scene, no one who saw it will forget for quite a while.
Jaguars All Access tonight. I bet I can figure out who's the guest.
Yeah, TV's Brent Martineau and, of course, Brad Meester, the 14-year veteran. It's going to be fun to talk about. And we're going to break down the play on the smart board, the Brad Meester catch.
That's tonight at 7 on CBS 47. Yes, TV's Brent Martineau and this guy, Jeff Logan. Great job as always. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.